Welcome to the Lesbian History Archives. From our Statement of Purpose, 1974, we are guided by the following principles.
All lesbian women must have access to the archives. No credentials for usage or inclusion. Race and class and physical ability must be no barrier.
The archives should be housed within the community, not on an academic campus that is by definition closed to many women.
The archives should be involved in the political struggles of the lesbian people.
Archival skills shall be taught one generation of lesbians to another, breaking the elitism of traditional archives.
The community should share in the work of the archives.
The archives will collect the prints of all our lives, not just preserve the records of the famous or the published.
Funding is sought from within the community the archives serves, rather than from outside sources.
From our visitor's book.
Thank you for being here and doing this important work. I am excited to include my plays in your collection. Also, the work of collaboration between Kate and myself and the materials of the Lesbian Theater Company we're a part of. Because of you, our granddaughters won't have to hunger for proof of our existence. And Sisterhood, Sandra.
I am amazed and thrilled by all you have put together here. Looking through photographs, I saw old friends and was reminded of my history with them. So much of what I have from my own past is imprinted only in my mind, shows only through my thoughts and ideas. Kathy.
It is like the monks of Ireland and the Jews of Spain keeping the culture alive through love, while storms of ignorance rage outside. I am overwhelmed by these bones, these artifacts of the living and the dead, our own people. Humans do not exist without their history. I realize that if I do not write it down, photograph it, somehow it never happened. Thank you for being our anchor, our keeper of the book, Sandra.
Being here feels like coming home, being surrounded with all these things that make me feel good about myself. I have lately not been feeling so good about myself as a lesbian, feeling less safe being out than I've ever felt before. So for me, the archives is strength to go on, strength to struggle and keep on accepting and liking myself in difficult times. I will surely be back. I can't believe I've waited so long to make a visit. Thank you all for your energy and love and perseverance. This visit has helped me to remember that everything we do is important and worth documenting. It has inspired me to start sending things to the archives. Cynthia.
Each time I've come, I've gone back to 93rd Street with my mind throbbing with ideas, possibilities, new bits of the mosaic. Thank you for having made this for us all. Adrienne.
Reckon I've never seen such an extensive collection of sleazy lesbian erotica paperbacks. My compliments. Today I have been warmed through and through. The ambience here is unmistakably lesbiana, to be found nowhere else, quite as peaceful and finely tuned. To be amongst literature of every facet of ourselves and our history is by far a sensational experience. I will once again return for. It would take days to capture just a bit of what you have gathered here. What treasures you hold, we hold. Many thanks, Viv.
I came to do a research paper on lesbian mothers. Found a huge amount of material and some very good things I'm using. I didn't have nearly enough time. Sarah.
This place is incredible. A week and a half of long days and hard work searching for anything and everything on Asian Pacific lesbians. I feel like I've just scratched the surface. There's so much work for all of us to do. Keep up the great work and loving energy. Thanks for all your generosity and warmth. Stay in touch. You'll be hearing from me. Loving kisses, Christy.
Because the archives exist, thousands of women will not have the pain and alienation of living in a cultural vacuum. If such an archives existed when I was in my teens, looking for information and a sense of myself as a lesbian, I think my life would have been very different, much more positive. This is probably one of the most important projects in the lesbian community. Thank you, June.
So wonderful here. Someday I'll bring my mother, Joe.
Sitting in this treasure grove and seeing names of many women whom I know written in this guest book, I can sense the importance of this place. I've been a lesbian activist for many years. Lately I've been struggling to understand the role of science, technology, and militarism in our lives. This path is a part of a long way to freedom. Love and energy for all lesbians in struggle. Thanks for a written tour of the archives for a woman who is deaf, Eva.
Thank you for doing this work. It helps with my fears and prophecies that they will try to burn us again. It is sweet for me to find lesbian refuge in the city where I grew up and was educated into heterosexuality and other abnormal states. If lesbos can flourish in this men's city, we are truly strong. Core.
More than a bit overwhelming. As soon as I get home, I'm sending you lots of my young bar dyke photos, and also I'll leave you my photos in my will. Great, exciting, stimulating, fascinating, outrageous, and more. I love you. Della Disgrace.
Since December 26, when I arrived, I have been nurtured by the archives, by your gynergy. Spaces such as this feed me what I hunger for desperately. I've been so comfortable here, as if this were a room of my own. Not only are you breaking the silence by preserving our voices, you also break the silence of my own words with this space. My mind, deadened by patriarchy, has become to come alive again, and this space contributes to the process. The archives and your gynergy give new meaning to the struggle of mine, Sarah.
This place is fantastic. We've accomplished more today on our Lesbians in the Military project than in an entire semester in the Library of Congress. Your work here is so inspiring. We're looking forward to coming back and rooting around some more. Donna and Maria.
I'm here with other members of the Women's Collective of the Great Peace March for Global Nuclear Disarmament. We've walked from Los Angeles to New York, and will continue on to Washington, D.C. One of the revelations of this march for me has been that, indeed, we are everywhere, in tiny towns as well as the big cities. Thank you, lesbians, for working to keep us visible. Towards peace, justice, and all that most important stuff, Annette. For 2 days, I've been thinking up wise and pithy things that I should include. No dice. So perhaps the honest will work better. Only once before have I felt like I've come home. This is the second. I've never thought I would be that lucky again, and I realize it's my right to come home to the world. Thanks to you and all the lives in this room for showing me that right. Judy.
A poem for the archives. I'm here among women who breathe softly in my ear, who speak gently in a voice that will not be stilled. I'm here in a cradle, or a womb, or a lap, on a knee that is shapely under my thigh, leaving the impression that I will never be alone. I'm here to remember faces I have never seen before, and I do. Love you, Jill Gomez.
We ask every lesbian woman to participate in weaving this tapestry of lesbian life. We ask for a sign, a letter, a drawing, a photograph, a voice, a song, and all the languages we speak. The women in the archives have undertaken the responsibility of collecting the published material, but we know the vast greater power of the waiting words, the voices who think they have nothing to say, and yet live the strength and beauty of our culture every day. We ask for moments of self-cherishing.